Childhood is a period in time when most people are outside playing with their young friends on jungle gyms and swing sets. The new youth takes their hard-earned allowance of $2 a week to the candy store to spend on teeth-rotting delicacies and their resulting cavities. I was no different. I spent many a day enjoying summertime breezes and freshly cut grass with my companions. I was just like any other kid my age. Well, okay, I lied. In fact, I did that a lot. I was an 8-year-old pathological liar. If you're reading this story, or listening to it on your fancy internet machine, you may ask yourself, how is that even possible? An 8-year-old? Do they even understand the concept of lying? To put it simply, yes. However, I was a bit different. Most children knew lying to be no more than a fib, something grown-ups do whenever they don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, or it was merely something that wasn't meant for a child's ears. But I was different. I was one of those nosy little rugrats that snooped in their parents' room and through their siblings' drawers. My detective skills rivaled that of Sherlock Holmes and Mystery Incorporated. Therefore, I discovered things at an early age. Things like the ability to lie without even a second thought or qualm about it. Looking back on it, I was really stupid, though. I lied about the dumbest things that wouldn't have mattered whether I told the truth or not. It was just a rush of deceiving even the wisest people in the world, my parents in this case, but let's face it, when you're that young, they're comparable to God in their endless knowledge. That kept me going to create the most interesting story imaginable. I finished my homework already. It was easy. That statement was usually accompanied with something along the lines of, my dog ate it, the next day to my teacher. I don't know where your toy is. I don't have it. I wasn't the one who locked the door. I think it was Daddy. I would have eaten my vegetables, but a pack of wild zombie mice came and stole them away. You should be thankful they didn't eat my brains instead. You can probably see where the lies started going as I got more and more used to doing it. Not to mention, my skills in the art of trickery were very clearly that of 8-year-olds, because after a while, they completely stopped being realistic. They started becoming a game for me. Thoughts like, will that make them laugh? And they'd have to believe that if I said it just right, ran through my mind as I cooked up the next of my untruthful statements. While I apologize for this awfully long prelude, I have finally arrived to the main event. I'd like to take you back 9 years, when I was still a young tyke who had no real understanding of the universe and its doings. All I knew were the basic needs of survival: how to eat, how to go to the bathroom, and how to lie. At the time this particular event took place, I had already progressed to the point where my falsities were completely random, made-up stories that I just used in order to get people to think I was the coolest person on the planet. Or in this case, on another planet. It was summertime. I believe the day was a Monday, roughly 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Don't hold me to that, it was a long time ago. Anyways, I was with one of my friends at the time, a girl, brown hair, brown eyes, rather tall. We had spent the early morning hours laughing and playing outside, running with wild abandon as nothing could possibly hold us back. Well, except the need to breathe. Our lungs were already working in overtime from the amount of exertion the simple game of tag, you're it, entailed. I still believe to this very day that it should be a sport in the Olympics. Back to the story, though. We were sitting on my front stoop, sipping at water bottles and giving our tired limbs a chance to recuperate. Things were quiet, our mouths too busy taking in large gulps of clear, liquid energy to speak. In my case, it was time I had to think. What can I say to her that would make me seem like I'm not totally boring? And just like that, a plan was formed in my head. A devious, sinister, genius plan that, looking back on it, just made me seem like I needed professional help. Maybe I did. That isn't the point, though. The point was, hey, do you want to see something really cool? I had asked, enthusiasm dripping from my words as I hastily stood up from my place on the concrete in order to stand by the brick wall that made up part of my house. Like what? She asked, sparing me a passing glance but not daring to get up just yet. Heck, I was surprised I could even stand, what with my legs feeling like jello from all the sprinting I'd done previously. But this was no time to worry about the shocking similarities in physicality that my body seemed to share with delicious jiggly desserts. No, now was the time to completely blow the mind of my friend with my incredible ability to lie with ease. Well, my house is really special, I began. My hand moved to the loose brick on the wall, sliding it out of place. You see this right here? I gestured to the dark hole in the wall that the red cement block had left in its place. Yeah, what about it? She asked, seeming indifferent to anything I was saying right now. The only signs of interest she showed were in her body, as she had finally turned herself around on the stoop to look at me. This brick? It's a cover-up. And this hole? It can take you somewhere. Like where? The moon. Now, I could have left the story at that. In fact, I should have left the story at that. But in the back of my mind, I heard a little voice. The same little voice that had gotten me in plenty of trouble in many of my other escapades, because it said the same thing each time. More, lie more. So I did. The moon? Are you crazy? Nobody can even fit through there. How could somebody go to the moon? It's true. My brother's been there. In fact, he brought me back a moon rock once. Crap. As I said those words, I realized I had made a fatal mistake. I had claimed proof of evidence. Now, if she asked, I would either have to come up with another story as to why I didn't have it, or somehow magically produce a moon rock. Thankfully for me, that detail went unnoticed by her. Rachel, I'm not stupid. That can't take you to the moon, and your brother has never been there. I entertained the thought of fabricating the story a bit more, but figured I had already dug myself deep enough in this particular grave. So I ended with a final, suit yourself, and carefully put the brick back into the wall. Nearly every time she came over to my house from that day forward, when we would pass that brick wall, she always had a comment. Are you going to be an astronaut or something? Is your brother at the moon today? Find any more moon rocks? Each time, I would stick to my story. After all, I put careful planning in each one of my fibs. I wasn't going to simply give myself up just like that. But there you have it. You've now delved into the depths of my rather obnoxious 8-year-old mind. You've experienced many truths and many untruths within this one story alone. I've made you question the probability of this tale either being true or false. If you believe it is true, then that's wonderful. Perhaps you can use this to regale your children and your children's children on why one should never make things up. However, if you believe it is false, I suppose there's nothing much I can do to prove you otherwise. You're just going to have to trust me. After all, would I lie to you?